On April 7th, thousands of Wisconsin voters waited hours in long lines outside overcrowded polling stations to participate in the presidential primary election. Thousands more stayed home, unwilling to risk their health in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, but many of those who stayed home complained that the absentee ballots they had requested never showed up. Tom Perez, the chair of the Democratic National Committee, wants to make sure that the chaos of the Wisconsin primary won't be repeated in the presidential election in November.
We're 200 days from the most important presidential election of our lifetime, and nobody should be forced to choose between their health and their right to vote. That should be plain and simple. Making sure we maximize participation and ensure that people have options on how to vote. This shouldn't be a right versus left issue. This is a right versus wrong issue. It is wrong to force people to put their own safety at risk to exercise their right to vote.
As states across the country grapple with the coronavirus pandemic and impose stay-at-home orders, some, concerned that such restrictions may still be in place for the November election, are working to expand vote-by-mail and early in-person voting. California Secretary of State Alex Padilla says California has implemented policies for safer voting, which he says also increased voter turnout in the California primary.
California has set records once again with nearly 20.7 million voters on the rolls going into Super Tuesday and a record 9.7 million ballots cast. We're bearing the fruit of the policies that we've championed to increase access to the ballot. Policies like online and automatic voter registration, in-person early voting, and no excuse vote by mail. We cannot allow our democracy to be a casualty of this pandemic.
There are efforts in Congress to help states across the country prepare for voting during a pandemic. California Senator Kamala Harris has introduced the Vote Safe Act, which would give states across the country $5 billion to expand vote by mail, provide early voting nationwide, and make polling places safer. The Coronavirus Relief Bill, the CARES Act, passed by Congress, also allocated money to help states improve voting during the pandemic, but Democrats worry that it won't be enough. President Trump and some Republican leaders have criticized vote by mail. The Hill reports that Trump said in a press briefing that voting by mail has a, quote, tremendous potential for fraud, end quote. Trump and other Republicans have also argued that expanding vote by mail can give Democrats an advantage because they say voting by mail increases turnout and Democrats tend to win in elections with high turnout. The New York Times reports that Trump said of vote by mail, quote, you'd never have a Republican elected in this country again, end quote. Trump himself votes by mail, and traditional Republican voting states like Utah and Arizona have used mail-in ballots for years. Casey Hansen is the chair of the Democratic Party of Oregon, a state which for decades has had a full vote-by-mail system. Hansen says vote-by-mail is safe from voter fraud because of the rigorous signature checks and adds that it increases voter turnout.
Since we've gone full vote-by-mail, voting has become more accessible, our elections have been more secure, and more Oregonians have been able to make our voices heard. In 2000, our first mail-in presidential election, more than 79% of registered voters cast a ballot. And in the 20 years since, that figure has not fallen below 80%, dramatically outpacing the national turnout.
The Democratic leaders say the U.S. will need a 50-state plan to ensure all states are prepared to vote safely in November. Reporting for KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Kate Ida.